Welcome to the second in a special series from WXXI Classical 91.5 with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. I'm Julia Figueres. Paris wasn't kind to Mozart. He went to the City of Lights seeking employment only to get the cold shoulder. He wrote a symphony. It was liked, but he didn't get any commissions. He composed a ballet for an opera, but the opera was a flop and closed after four performances, and while his ballet was enthusiastically applauded, his name was left off the program. In short, it wasn't a fruitful quest. The Society for Chamber Music at Rochester artistic directors Juliana Athade and Eric Baer brought Mozart back to France, surrounding his trio with three French composers. Mozart in France was performed in the Hochstein School of Music Performance Hall on December 16, 2018. The concert begins with a nocturne and cortege, two short pieces by Lili Boulanger, a brilliant composer from the turn of the 20th century who tragically died at the age of 24. Violinist Federico Agostini and pianist Chao-Wen Chang, both from the Eastman School of Music, perform. Thank you. Lily Boulanger's Nocturne and Cortege with violinist Federico Agostini and pianist Chao-Wen Chang from a concert by the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. Before we return to French music, we'll hear Mozart's trio in E-flat, nicknamed Kegelstadt. Kegelstadt was a popular bowling game at the time, but it actually bears no relation to the trio at all. While one copy of the piece notes not in Mozart's hand, while playing skittles, there's no such nickname on the manuscript. So, here are RPO players, clarinetist Kenneth Grant and violinist Mark Anderson, with Eastman School of Music pianist Chao-Wen Chang performing it without bowling. Thank you. The Kegelstadt Trio by Mozart with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. This is the second in a special series on WXXI. It's back to French composers with the Oboe Sonata by Camille Saint-Saëns. Like Lily Boulanger, Saint-Saëns was a child prodigy who concluded his debut at the age of 10 with an offer to play any of Beethoven's 32 piano sonatas from memory. In the last year of his life, he wrote sonatas for clarinet, bassoon, and oboe. The Oboe Sonata was the first to be completed. RPO principal oboist Eric Baer and pianist Eleanor Freer joined forces to play it. Thank you. The Society for Chamber Music in Rochester Artistic Director, oboist Eric Baer, and pianist Eleanor Freer with Saint-Saëns' Oboe Sonata. For the final piece, Eric Baer and Eleanor Freer are joined by Federico Agostini and two RPO musicians, violist Mark Anderson and double bassist Fred Dole, to play a sextet by Guillaume Connaisson. This piece was written in 1998, and it is in turn driving, mysteriously introspective, and joyful. Thank you. Guillaume Conesson's sextet with oboist Eric Baer, clarinetist Kenneth Grant, violinist Federico Agostini, violist Mark Anderson, and double bassist Fred Dole, with Eleanor Freer on the piano. Next week, for the third in our series, we hear a German genius and a young American. This concert was recorded on December 16, 2018, in the Hochstein School of Music Performance Hall. The engineer is John Trubger. Thank you to the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester for making this recording possible. Our executive producer is Gene Fisher. Our sound engineer is Andrew Croucher. I'm your host and producer, Julia Figueres. This is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.